Good afternoon. My name is Josh Engel, and on behalf of Dr. Jay Kennedy and Katie McKay, we'd like to share some of the research that we've been working on at Washington State University, in particular today, the discrepancies in prescription drug expenditures between SSDI and SSA Medicare beneficiaries. As with everyone else, there are no significant personal financial relationships to disclose at this time. Before we start, just a bit of a roadmap for the presentation. I want to share some of the background and purpose of the research that we're working on with the grant that we have, along with the data sources and methods that we were using for this analysis. From there, we want to compare and contrast not only the demographic and health insurance differences between beneficiary groups aged between 18 and 64 versus those 65 and older. But we also wanted to take a look particularly at the total and out-of-pocket costs related to prescription drug and the annual prescription utilization between differences between these two populations. Finally, and hopefully we won't be too rushed to talk about the future steps with the research and some of the implications from policy that we've found with the research that we're working on. Overall, the total grant is a three-year grant from the National Institute for Disability and Rehabilitation Research. While we have many different items that we're looking at, we have three branches that most of the research falls into. The first is performing statistical analyses on the drug utilization and cost patterns for Medicare beneficiaries, and that's where the data today that we will be presenting falls under. However, I'd like to also point out the other two branches central to the research that we're performing, namely a qualitative research with focus groups that are based both in Spokane and San Diego, along with a formulary analysis for high-cost medications and how their coverage and costs are vary within privately purchased prescription drug plans. Within our overall research grant, we have a number of research questions that we're looking at. Some of the main ones that we are tackling first is the one that we'll be looking at today, and that's namely, how do age and insurance coverage influence the access to and use of prescription drugs by Medicare beneficiaries? Second, from this data, we're going to be using these results as a springboard into another analysis on how will Medicare D hopefully help reduce the rates of cost-related non-adherence for prescription drugs? And then finally, how do these private insurance plans differ in terms of cost and coverage for specific drug classifications that we're looking at? The Social Security Disability Insurance Program is now providing benefits to about 7 million individuals, and these beneficiaries, after remaining on SSDI for a period of about 2 years, then become eligible for receiving their health benefits through Medicare. While most of the policy analysis that has been focused around Medicare Part D has dealt with beneficiaries age 65 and up, it's important to realize at the same time that these younger Medicare beneficiaries represent about 1 in 6 out of the overall Medicare population. For the analysis that we were performing, the central source of our data was the Medicare Current Beneficiary Survey, which is a national panel survey performed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. With the overall survey, the data is divided between two separate data files. The first is the access to care file, which, along with providing the demographic and socioeconomic data for these beneficiaries, also looks a lot at the patient satisfaction, access to care, and the types of insurance coverage that each beneficiary has. The second file is a cost and use file, which looks not only at the patient summaries for different medical use classifications, such as inpatient care, outpatient care, or prescription medicines, but it also provides a lot of the event level data, such as detailed cost breakdowns of who paid how much based on different insurance types or out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs. And this was a lot of the information that we used for our total cost and use data that we will show here later in the presentation. The most recent data that we had was from 2004. However, we hope to receive the 2005 information here shortly in order to start a longitudinal analysis in order to create a more accurate baseline representation to understand both the cost and use patterns before the implementation of Medicare D. The cost and use survey that we used had a total of roughly 12,000 beneficiaries. We ended up eliminating 700 partial year beneficiaries from the cost and use sample. While this is a strength of the survey to present a more accurate picture of the overall population, we will be using this file in conjunction with the access to care data later on. The access to care file only surveys full year beneficiaries, so we wanted to maintain as consistent of a research study population as we could within each step of the research. The information that we collected for the prescribed medicine events all came from the event level data rather than the person summaries. This way we were able to get not just the general out-of-pocket care for all medical costs, but we were able to focus in and measure the out-of-pocket payments for each individual specifically for prescription drugs. A bit of background before we get into the cost and use information. Once we had all of the information together, we ended up trying to compare and contrast the SSDI and the SSA, or the younger and older Medicare beneficiaries, to understand the differences in the populations. The SSDI beneficiaries were more likely to be single, male, and have lower levels of income compared to the older beneficiaries. SSDI beneficiaries were also roughly 3 times more likely to report themselves as having a fair or poor health status, and these were the lower two rankings out of a 5-level scale for self-reported health. Finally, the SSDI beneficiaries were more likely to report multiple chronic health conditions and at least one limitation concerning activities of daily living. With respect to their ability to obtain health access, there was a slight difference with the percentage of each subpopulation with respect to the number of people who had access to some prescription drug coverage. We found about 60% of SSDI beneficiaries had at least one form of prescription drug coverage, compared to about 55% of SSA beneficiaries. The main difference that we saw between these two populations was the breakdown of where they were obtaining their prescription coverage. Almost 60% of those who did have coverage, or 35% of the overall SSDI beneficiaries, received their prescription drug coverage through a Medicaid prescription drug plan. This is much higher than the less than 10% of SSA beneficiaries who reported the same coverage through Medicaid. On the other hand, the older beneficiaries were more likely to have a privately purchased supplemental insurance for prescription drug coverage, and were about twice as likely from the comparison of 42% for the older population versus only 23% for the younger Medicare beneficiaries. We hypothesized at this point that these large differences in where the beneficiaries were obtaining their coverage would lead to differences in the amount that individuals were paying out of pocket for prescription drug care. As part of our categorical breakdown for total and out-of-pocket prescription costs, we used the standard benefit that Medicare D put forward. While only 10% of the plans or so right now end up still using the standard benefit, we wanted some approximation without going into a lot of the details on the actuarial equivalents for the different types of plans. So the traditional benefit that we had ended up recognizing the $250 deductible, and then individuals were responsible for paying 25% of the next $2,000 in total prescription costs. Until they reached a level of $5,100 in total prescription costs, they fell into the donut hole, and we wanted to have an idea of what percentage of each of these categories would have a chance, at least forecasting forward, of likely falling into the donut hole at some point during the year. Now, this information that we end up presenting with the total prescription cost is likely to, if anything, underestimate these percentages, as we're using the 2006 levels for the standard benefit, but we're only applying 2004 costs. So we have 2 years of cost inflation related to the prescription drugs that went unaccounted for in this data. When we looked at the total prescription costs, we had a mean annual total prescription expenditure for SSDI beneficiaries of around $2,600 per year. This was roughly $900 higher than the average of around $1,700 per year for the SSA beneficiaries. When we used just the breakdowns within the standard benefit to define who would end up possibly falling within the donut hole at some point during the year, we see a large difference, as roughly 40% of the SSDI beneficiaries would reach this level, compared to only 27% of the SSA beneficiaries. Part of this was due, in part, to the total utilization of prescription drugs by these populations. SSDI beneficiaries reported, on average, at least 8 prescription medical events per year more than the SSA beneficiaries. And each of these events is a single event under the MCBS for a prescribed medicine event is either the action of filling or refilling a prescription during a year. When we broke this down categorically, we saw that the younger beneficiaries were almost twice more likely than the older beneficiaries to have at least 51 prescribed medicine events during the year, with almost a 3 times difference for those who had more than 100. The main area that we wanted to take a look at was the total out-of-pocket costs. We have seen that a number of the actuarial equivalent plans want to use this as a launch point rather than the total costs. So we saw a bit of a reversal here than what we had seen with the total expenditures. In this case, the younger beneficiaries were only paying about $465 out-of-pocket per year, compared to $550 for beneficiaries age 65 and older. When we look at who would end up falling into the donut hole at some point during the year based on this information, both groups were about the same, around 24%. Now, we realized that some of this was likely due in part to the large differences that we saw based on the insurance type. So we wanted to break both the privately purchased prescription drug plans and the Medicaid drug plans out in order to get a more accurate comparison within these groups. Looking just at the privately purchased prescription drug plans, the SSDI beneficiaries averaged about $860 per year out of pocket, compared to only $540 for the older beneficiaries. When we looked at the Medicaid prescription drug plans, the difference was a lot less, but we still had a larger amount through the SSDI beneficiaries at $200 versus about $175 for Medicaid. So this showed a lot of the reasons that the younger Medicare beneficiaries were paying less out of pocket wasn't due to utilization, it was due to the fact that we had a larger percentage represented through the Medicaid plans. At this point, if we were to break out the forecasting into the donut hole, we see that among the private plans, the SSDI beneficiaries were more likely to fall in at about 38% versus 23%, whereas under Medicaid, they were both around the same level, around 5 to 6%, without too much of a difference between those two groups. See, we're running low. This is just kind of repeating in a text form of what we've just gone over, of how the younger beneficiaries had higher total prescription costs and prescription utilization, but less out-of-pocket costs. However, when we end up controlling for some of these insurance types, we see that specific to each plan, we end up having the SSDI beneficiaries still paying more out-of-pocket. The next steps that we have within our research is really getting into a more detailed analysis on this donut hole forecasting, looking within each insurance type, or trying to take into account the number of chronic health conditions or specific chronic health conditions within these populations. Another item that we plan on linking with the Access to Care and Cost and Use information is trying to determine any association between higher out-of-pocket or total prescription costs with possible higher rates of cost-related non-adherence for prescriptions. It's important within the policy, just as one last note, with a higher level of the SSDI beneficiaries on the Medicaid plans, as we end up transitioning these beneficiaries from the Medicaid prescription plans over to Part D, we need to be real mindful of how we're setting up these benefit structures, because this could be a truly vulnerable point depending on how we end up referencing some of the economics behind Part D structures for the prescription drug plans. So we have some information that'll hopefully be available on our website in the future, but thank you for the time.